Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 75, Ayin Hey. This is a psalm of thanks to God. It begins with the word Hodinu Lecha Elohim, we thank you, O Lord, which is plural for the prayer Jews say every morning upon waking, Modeh Ani Lefanecha. Twice in verse 2, the psalmist uses the word Hodinu and concludes with the word Sipru Nifloteha, tell stories of your wonders, punctuating the point that he sings a song of thanks. This is the position of the Radak. Rashi, however, finds the doubling of the word Hodinu to teach us that one should thank God for the good, and also one should thank God for the bad. This follows the Mishnah in Brachot, which suggests that one must acknowledge and even bless the good of God, and similarly, the bad. The first four verses are dedicated to this theme of gratitude. L'manatzeach al tashchet nizmor la'asaf shir. Hodinu lecha Elohim, hodinu v'karov shemecha sipru niflotecha. Ki yakach moed ani meisharim meishpot, namogim eretz v'chol yoshve anochi tikanti amudim sela. A song of Asaf, to you, O God, we give thanks, to you we give thanks, men declare your wondrous works. Surely at the set time which I appoint, I will judge with equity. When the earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved, I bear up its pillars, Selah. In verse 3, there's a transition from the voice of the psalmist speaking about God to the voice of God speaking, which is a continuation of speaking God's praises. And so in verses 1 and 2, he speaks about the praise that God deserves. And then 3 and 4, he speaks the words that God would speak, which is a praise itself. Verses 4 and 5, the psalmist returns and tells us what he said to the wicked. This is the psalmist now going back to his own voice. Amarti l'holim al taholu, v'lar sha'im al tarimu keren, al tarimu l'marom karnechem, t'dabru b'tzavar atak. I said to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with an insolent neck. The phrase tarimu keren, to lift up a horn, appears often in the psalm and connotes the arrogant action of individuals who take pride in themselves above anyone else. The psalmist warns them to be more humble, not to be so insolent, brazen, filled with themselves. He explains why they should not be so quick to why they should not be so quick to raise their horns. Ki lo mimotza umimara velo mimidbar harim. For judgment comes not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the mountains of the desert. Ki Elohim shofet ze yashpil v'ze yarim. But God is the judge. He puts down and he lifts up. God as judge balances the actions of the righteous and evil, raising up those who humble themselves and lowering the arrogant ones. The acknowledgement and thanks to God in the beginning of the psalm continues to find expression throughout the remainder in describing the way God judges and equally repays those who deserve and those who don't. And thus, verse 2, Hodinu Lecha, we praise you, and we praise you, continues with verse 7 and 8, in which he talks about the praise of God. It's just interesting that in verse 3 and 4, he speaks as God, saying that I judge with equity, and that is the praise that he's talking about when he lifts people up and brings people down. It continues in verse 9, Ki kos biyad Adonai v'yayin chemar, malei mesech v'yager mizeh, ach shmareh yimtzu v'yishtu kol yishe aretz. For in the hand of the Lord there's a cup with foaming wine. It is well mixed, and he pours from it, but the wicked of the earth shall drink and drain to its dregs. The final section uses a metaphor of the cup of wine to represent a balanced, healthy mix of taste and nutrition when in the right hands. In ancient times, wine was never drunk without a proper dilution. Everyone understood that without the ideal balance of properties, the wine will taste terrible and be even poisonous. And so, continuing the metaphor, only God will turn the dregs and stems of grapes into fine wine, while the evil will end up sucking the grape dry, which is to say that God is the one who will find the proper balance in terms of people who are boastful and people who are arrogant. versus people who are humble. He will raise up those who deserve and lower those who do not. Vani agid le'olam azamra l'Elohei Yaakov. Finally, in verse 10, he refers to himself, and he says that I will praise God, and I will sing to the God of Jacob. V'chol karnei rishaim agadeh t'romamna karnot tzedek. And all the horns of the wicked I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. So, but I, says the contrast, I understand the greatness of God. I praise him eternally. For I will see that God will cut down those horns of evil and raise up the righteous. It's a complicated psalm. It kind of throws us for a loop when he speaks in the voice of God once and perhaps twice. Nevertheless, the main theme is the notion of God's equity. God is the only one who can truly understand the need to raise up those who are humble and to lower those who are boastful. And in this area, he will continue to praise God throughout his life.